This is Hot Tech with Jan Vermeulen.
Hello, Jan Vermeulen. How are you?
Hi, Kathy. It's great to hear your voice. I'm well. How are you?
I'm always happy to speak to you, I think, as you know. So, Jan, how well is your Yiddish?
How well very do you know? Poor. I can say very few words that were popularized in American movies.
Okay. So you know the word chutzpah?
Chutzpah, yes.
Chutzpah means a bloody cheek. Audacity.
Really?
Yes. If somebody has chutzpah.
Yes, audacity.
You have the audacity.
That version I know.
Right.
Oh, thank you.
So, not you, but Eskom has chutzpah. Oh. And I think I would like to see this as a headline on mybroadband.co.za. What do you say? Eskom is full of chutzpah because they propose big changes for electricity tariffs in South Africa, including 938 rand fee for using 0 kilowatts.
Yes.
Tell us about
this. This is indeed quite brazen. So this is a story we broke a while ago after chatting to Eskom, and then there was like this whole backwards and forwards in the media with some of the re-reporting that came from our original article being called fake news because people started calling it a solar levy. And here we are a few weeks later, and it's 100% true. It's not a solar levy. It applies to everybody where Eskom, at least for its direct customers, it wants to charge a 938 rand grid connection fee before you've used a single kilowatt hour of electricity. That is for, I should clarify, it gets quite complicated, but it's for users on their home power and new home flex tariff plan. We've still have to analyze what exactly is going to happen with the municipal tariffs and what it means for us in Tshwane and City of Joburg on their municipal rates. You know, whether it means that we're going to be facing the same kind of grid connection fees. But it turns out that the reporting was 100% true, and they are indeed proposing this. And the reason is that they're splitting Eskom into three different parts, right? And they want the prices to reflect the actual costs incurred. And so what this is showing us is that the cost of running the grid, just the physical copper cables that connect us to Eskom's power stations, is actually like as expensive per month as what most households or what an average household in South Africa consumes in electricity, which is a shocking revelation in and of itself. But also certainly we'll have to find a better model. Charging people 938 rand just for the privilege of connecting to the grid is just not sustainable.
So they've obviously proposing this to NERSA. Is that correct?
Yes.
And who regulates NERSA, Jan? Who regulates NERSA? Do we know? Or is it just the six
NERSA
people?
NERSA is the regulator.
Okay.
So NERSA is who is ultimately going to have to make a decision about whether this tariff plan is reasonable and so on. But now, here's the irony of it, is NERSA has an alternative tariff plan, which is even more ridiculous and even more discriminatory towards solar power users. So it's not a great situation where Eskom is the is what Eskom has proposed of the two. So, just to put things in perspective, NERSA's tariff scheme, besides the fact that it's completely impractical, that they want the price that you pay at the end of the day to be reflective of which power plants were online when you were consuming that electricity. Essentially, which power plant is supplying you with electricity. They wanted the price to be calculated to that granularity. And Eskom explained to them, listen, you cannot follow an electron from the power station to a house. It's impossible. You can't do it that way. And, you know, NERSA going, yeah, but they do it in Uganda. And Eskom going, yes, but we have 47,000 megawatts of installed capacity and they have 2,000. So it's just
you can't make this stuff up, Jan. You actually can't make this up. You know what I was so surprised is I wanted to find out more about NERSA, and I was very surprised to find out that NERSA has a board consisting of 6 people. And of those 6 people, 2 of them are part-time. So that's who's making decisions about Eskom. It is actually mind-blowing. It is mind-blowing, and that we just have to put up with it.
Yeah, and honestly, when you start analyzing how South Africa's regulatory regime is fractured, right? There's a whole bunch of regulators that honestly, look, it's not that simple. It's not as simple as going, let's shut those regulators down and resource these regulators, because you won't necessarily have the skills in the country.
No, for sure. That's half the problem.
To do that with. But the fact is, I mean, there's so many agencies in this country, let alone ministries, that you could shut down entirely to help resource the ones that need to work, like ICASA, like NERSA, that are desperately under-resourced for the work that they need to be doing. Because as well, if you want to do what South Africa is steering towards, right, which is privatize the electricity industry, there's a whole host of challenges that come with that. Besides the fact that I think it's 100% the right call, the fact is that from then we have to guard against monopoly practices, which obviously some of that will fall within the Competition Commission, but
it's currently
you need
a monopoly practice.
Dedicated energy regulator to watch out for that kind of thing.
Okay, but it's currently a monopoly practice.
Right. And so and that's why there's a regulator, right? So there's
that
a regulator
regulate.
Because there's a monopoly that needs to be stopped from getting out of hand, which is what NERSA has been doing.
Yeah.
Where Eskom comes to them and says, hey, like, we'd like a 20% tariff increase, please. And NERSA goes, no. You get this much. And then Eskom takes them to court and actually wins a settlement. Because when NERSA kicks back like this, it doesn't actually have grounds, a lot of grounds to, because the fact is Eskom's costs are high because of its debt, because of the copper cables that get stolen all the time, because of the weird way in which independent power was priced when they first bought it. And the NERSA ends up kicking back, but not having much of a leg to stand on, and then having to settle out of court with Eskom, and that resulting in higher tariff increases the following year. So NERSA has to some extent been protecting the South African consumer, even though it had no leg to stand on. But it's essentially been kicking the can down the road, or perhaps buying us time until government can figure out how to handle Eskom's 400 billion rand debt.
Jan Vermeulen, that is where we unfortunately have to leave it. But thank you for making the time to speak to me. And, we'll all light candles together.
Yes, it was a pleasure speaking to you. It's always a fun discussion. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Jan. That's Jan Vermeulen, and he's the editor at mybroadband.co.za.